Arizona's teacher walkout is now in its fourth day. Thousands of schools remain closed, and thousands of teachers are still gathered at the state capitol demanding higher pay and more funding for education. This morning on the show, we'll hear from the lawmakers who are working to nail down a deal to fund education and the leaders of the Red for Ed movement who say they're not going back to the classroom quite yet.
But first, we turn to KJZZ's Casey Kuhn, who is at the state capitol now, and she's been on the scene every day of the strike so far. Good morning, Casey.
Hey, good morning.
So I read on social media yesterday that there's sort of a feeling of Edcella out there, like it's Coachella, like a music festival, but for education. Is it really a festival kind of atmosphere?
I would say for sure. There's, tents lining the Capitol lawn. Each tent kind of has its own label, for the different school districts or the different schools. So you always have a gathering point. And of course, there's the band that we heard yesterday. And this morning, actually, they started off with a rendition like at 9 o'clock sharp of the Star Spangled Banner. Felt kind of like we were at a sporting event. And I mean, it sounded beautiful from where I was at. So I am, of course, a former band kid, so I might be a little biased in that regard.
So it's a festive atmosphere, but what is the mood among teachers? Are they still fired up? Are they getting frustrated?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think the mood is still hopeful. I think the mood is almost, I wouldn't say weary, but it's definitely kind of like, okay, how much longer can we come out here? When are we going to finally hear a budget that satisfies what we've been asking for? I spoke to one teacher who works at the Peoria School District, and she says from what she's heard and read from Governor Ducey that she thinks it's something that she really needs to see in writing. And here she is. Her name's Lisa Muelas.
But I'd sooner it be something than nothing, but at least then we can spread it around to other people. But that is not what he said it was supposed to be. So that's why I say I think he's speaking with a forked tongue. He says one thing, but now he's doing something different. So something's not right.
So it sounds like some teachers are still pretty skeptical, Casey.
Oh, absolutely. And I would say that they also really want to be part of the process. Since I got here almost an hour ago, the line to get into the budget committee meetings, which started just now, actually, to discuss this, the line has wrapped around halfway around the block since I've been here. And it's mostly teachers, I would say 95% teachers, mm-hmm. educators, people in school. So
do they feel like they have not been included in these conversations, that lawmakers are freezing them out?
I think historically they have. I think that's why they're out here today. They feel like they haven't been heard. They feel like they've been just satisfied with the status quo. And now that that money hasn't been restored, that it's time for them to come out and be part of the discussion. It's time for them to bring out in numbers people in red to talk about education at the Capitol and really participate in this democratic process.
All right. That's KJZZ's Casey Kuhn live out at the state capitol for us on this fourth day of the teacher walkout. Casey, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Let's head back to the Capitol grounds where KJZZ's Mariana Dale is live and has spent the morning talking to educators. Mariana, earlier we spoke to our colleague Casey Kuhn. She told us it was a festival atmosphere, but I'm assuming you're seeing a smaller crowd than you saw day one.
Yeah, it's been a little bit smaller. I would say there's still several thousand people here. As far as the festival atmosphere goes, we have had some people referring to this as Edcella in reference to Coachella, the music festival. There are food trucks here. There are people, businesses and organizations that have been handing out water. But you also get the sense that people are here to work. By the time around 8:30 rolled around, there was a couple hundred people in line to get into the House of Representatives to talk with their local legislators. There was people that were waiting to drop off letters to the governor's office. So it's not all just fun and games. They're here to see something accomplished today.
We've heard from a lot of teachers in the Valley in Maricopa County. Have you had a chance to talk with representatives who've made the trek from rural areas?
Yeah, this morning I was chatting with some folks from Red Rock School, which is outside of, it's just in Pinal County, Arizona. They came here because they felt like if they weren't going to be in the classroom teaching, then they needed to be here to be representing their interests and their voices to their local lawmakers and to let people know that they're really watching this budget as it moves along and they expect to see education be a part of it. I think for more rural districts, this has been a chance for them to meet like-minded people, teachers they might not normally be exposed to, and there's a great sense of camaraderie here.
And so do the rural teachers feel like their voices are being heard?
I spoke with a couple of educators yesterday who had gotten a chance to talk to their lawmakers. Some of the lawmakers in the more rural parts of the state, say Prescott or Globe, tend to be Republican, part of the GOP, and in that they are supportive of the governor's plan. And so I think what these teachers really wanted to express was the concerns that they still have. They're wondering whether this plan has any permanence, how it's going to be sustained, the funding over the long term, and also to express that it's not just about teacher salaries. Talk to a teacher in Prescott whose roof is leaking, teachers in Globe who are responsible for providing more than just education, but food to many of their students as well. So they really have a diverse set of needs, and they hope that their lawmakers hear them.
Mariana, before we let you go, there are the big picture items which we've talked about extensively as it relates to teacher pay. But not to put you on the spot, but I understand you spoke with someone about something that may seem quaint to people, but like worries about the class pet and that kind of thing.
Yeah, so I talked to Christina Palacios, who's part of the Littleton Elementary School District, and she really wants to get back to her first grade classroom and check up on the class fish. She said that the janitor has been really good about checking in and making sure he's still swimming along as this teacher walkout gets through. But yeah, there's a variety of needs here, and class pet care is certainly one of them.
Yeah. KJZZ's Mariana Dale live from the state capitol. Thanks, Mariana.
Thank you.